All right.
Matt, is there an advantage in having played Penn State so recently?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, they're fresh in our mind, scouting wise. I think it's a positive. Had a good success against them here, but it's gonna be a battle over there.
I'm kind of starting to feel the stretch run after this little break, where this is senior year for Matt Gaten's kind of stretch run right now.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of felt that way the whole year. You know, it's my last go around. You know, last time going to all these different arenas and last time playing these teams, so the last time, so it's fun. It's a fun time. But at the same time, you're just kind of giving it your all and, you know, hoping to get the best out of it and get some more wins.
How old were you when someone told you you're a good free throw shooter?
pretty young. I always competed in those, you know, Elks free throw contests when I was younger, probably like early grade school. So it was always kind of a big deal to me.
Did you win any of them?
Yeah.
Like how old you were, Cole?
Oh, I think, yeah, young grade school.
Young grade school.
Yeah, yeah.
So you've had a reputation for a while.
I guess so, maybe a little bit.
What would it mean to you? You could be the first player in the history of the program to be a leading free throw shooter 4 years.
You trying to jinx it?
No, I'm just, I mean, you'd have to go over to not do it, so no pressure. But just what that means for you.
Yeah, it's you know, I think it's a cool accomplishment. I'd much rather win a lot more games, but it's, you know, free throws are a big deal to me. I think they're a big deal to, it should be a big deal to people. You know, it's, yeah, you got to get there and earn them, but then once you get there, it's, you still got to knock them down. So it's always been something I've, you know, taken real seriously. You know, I work on them a lot, and that's an easy way to get points.
Your routine, as I watched you in high school, it seems like your routine's the same as it is now. You've been set on that for quite a while.
Yeah, I've done the same routine you know, all through my high school years to now, and it's worked out well, so I'll probably keep it.
With Tim Frazier, it was mostly Bryce last time that ended up shadowing him. Do you see him being able to have that same success on Thursday defensively?
Yeah, absolutely. He did a great job, but it is a team effort. You know, when he's a lot of ball screens for him, kind of corralling him, keeping him out of the lane, make him, you know, shoot 15 to 20 tough shots instead of, you know, 15 layups. You know, make it hard on him and make him shoot a bad percentage from the field. But, you know, Bryce did a quality job on him last time along with, you know, Marble and the whole team.
You guys won that game early by that great start. How do you avoid the inverse happening when you go to their place?
You know, doing the same things. Start on defense here. You know, that we're making them take tough shots and limit them to one shot. Another team who wants to play aggressive, get on the glass, think they're near the top and rebounding. I don't know if they still are, but I know they were. And so that's one of their emphasis. Has to be one of our emphasis going against them is keep them off the glass and limit them to one.
Matt, how do you keep things in the how often do you kind of look ahead, both in the big picture and narrow picture, which is big picture, wow, my career's winding down, I want to go to the tournament before I get done here, versus I got to focus on what's going on today, practice, next game, that type of thing?
Yeah, I've always been, you know, kind of guy that is small picture, you know, one game at a time, you know, one practice at a time, because you can't in this league look past the opponent in front of you. Doesn't matter who it is. You know, you got to take it one at a time. And once you do take them one at a time, take care of them, and, you know, the big picture takes care of itself. But so it's mostly, you know, taking it one game at a time and you know, buying into each scout, each practice, you know, trying to get better as a team collectively, and that's what we're working on right now.
I remember a year and a half ago, it feels like yesterday, that talking to you about, wow, I can't believe your career is halfway over with. Now it's, you know, you're a month to go here. I mean, you know, do you ever just kind of go, where'd the time go?
Yeah, it is incredible how fast it goes. And that's something I've, you know, shared with the younger guys and, you know, recruits coming in. Is just, you know, don't take any of it for granted and get everything out of it, because it goes fast. And you know, it seems like yesterday I was a freshman here. And but it's still, we've got a month to go. I still expect to get a lot done in this last month, and you know, this team's capable of doing it.
How much would it mean to you to, at the same time, taking it one game at a time, how much would it mean to make a postseason tournament other than the Big Ten?
It would be huge. It'd be kind of, you know, bring it all together, go off on, you know, a right note, and this team's capable of it. But yeah, it's as we said, you know, one practice at a time. Got to keep getting better and take every opponent with the same concentration that we did, you know, Minnesota and Penn State last week.